Welcome to the Jets 2-Minute Drill, Eric Allen, with someone who needs no introduction, SNY's Jhené Coakley. Well, let's start off. It's a practice report. A guy who continues to ascend out there, number 11, Robbie Anderson. A lot of people were wondering what's going to happen with the Jets receivers now that Quincy Enunwa looks like he'll be lost for the season. Well, Robbie continues to step up every day.
Robbie has just been amazing. That one-handed catch he had in practice today.
I thought it was a play at camp.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. His speed, I mean, I knew he was fast. We got a glimpse of that last year. But to see him really come out and put his burners on, he's unbelievable. I'm really excited to see what he can do, you know, coming up this season.
Josh McCown hit him twice for touchdowns today, but at the end of practice, McCown was actually intercepted looking for the aforementioned Robbie Anderson by a guy who we've called out a lot during his first professional summer, Marcus May.
He's another guy that has just been wow. He has that wow factor. I mean, of course, everybody talks about Jamal, and you know, and he's been great. But I really enjoy watching Marcus. I think he gets it. He's smart. The way he communicates. Every time you turn around, he's near the ball. They're like ball hogs, and I absolutely love the way he plays. He doesn't play like a rookie. I've never seen two rookies excel like that in a training camp, their first training camp.
What do you think about the physicality camp so far? Because today stood out to both of us that Todd Bowles took
the pads off
these guys. And Leonard Williams said, after we just talked to him in the tent, said it's been a physical camp and it was welcomed by a number of veterans because these guys are sore.
The energy, the intensity, they brought it up this year. You could notice that. And like you said, it's been very physical, the hits, the pops. And I think they were so excited. I mean, you could see them taking the pads off during practice going, yes,
it's
no
a nice
more.
Reward because he would not have took the pads off of them if he wasn't happy with the way they've been getting after it.
Completely agree with you. And these guys have been getting after it. And you know what? They should be rewarded. And without having the pads on, you have to use your mind more. And I think that's another reason for him to, you know, be able to do that without pads.
Saturday night, Jets preseason game 2 in the Motor City against the Detroit Lions. What do you expect from the quarterback rotation? We saw Josh McCown come in just for one series, and it was a great series against the Tennessee Titans. But how do you see it all playing out Saturday?
I think we'll see a little more of Josh McCown. I think we'll see probably 2 to 3 series, probably the first quarter. And then again, you'll see Hack going into the second quarter, a little bit third quarter, and then Petty finishing out the season. I want to see a little more from Hack. I want to see him take some more deep shots. I would like to see more of that. But I think that's where you're going to see it in preseason game number 2.
Jhené Coakley with a new stick flag today, but she was as good as ever. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.